And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 5th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Christina Rossetti, London, 1830, who gave us the Christmas carol in the bleak midwinter. Frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. The travel writer Kate Simon, born Warsaw, 1912, grew up in the Bronx, loved New York, wrote the memoir Bronx, Primitive Portraits of a Childhood. It's the birthday of Calvin Trillin, born Kansas City, 1935. His father was a Ukrainian immigrant, ran a grocery store. Trillin said, "It was a given in our family that my father was a grocer so that I wouldn't have to be." His father read a novel called Stover at Yale, about a young man at Yale, decided that his son would go to Yale someday, and so he did, eventually wound up writing for the New Yorker magazine. Calvin Trillin, who said, "The most remarkable thing about my mother is that for 30 years she served the family nothing but leftovers. The original meal has never been found." It's the birthday of Joan Didion, Sacramento, 1934. Shy girl, loved to read, went to University of California, Berkeley, because it was so big she wanted to be anonymous, won first place in an essay contest for Vogue. Her prize was a job at the magazine, where she started her writing career. She wrote essays about 60s counterculture, but she was an outsider to all of that. She was a Goldwater Republican. 2006, she wrote The Year of Magical Thinking about the death of her husband, and a couple months ago, a new memoir, Blue Nights, about her adopted daughter, Quintana Roo, who died just before the publication of The Year of Magical Thinking. It's the birthday of Rose Wilder Lane, born in DeSmet, South Dakota, 1886, grew up in poverty with her father, Almanzo, and her mother, Laura Ingalls Wilder. Family struggled with crop failure and terrible debt, finally settled in the Ozarks. And as soon as she could, Rose left home. She went to San Francisco, Paris, New York, Berlin, made her living as a freelance journalist, became one of the highest-paid female writers in the country. In 1930, her mother wrote an autobiography called Pioneer Girl. It was turned down by several publishers, and one of them suggested that she rewrite it as a children's book. And Rose Lane decided to help her mother with the rewriting. And together they created the Little House on the Prairie books. Nobody is sure how much the daughter influenced the book. She was at least the editor, sometimes the ghostwriter. She wrote to her mother about some changes. "A good bit of the detail that I add to your copy is for pure sensory effect." And her mother replied, "Do anything you please with the damn stuff if you will fix it up." But clearly, without Rose Wilder Lane, the Little House books would probably not exist. Here's a poem for today by Mark Irwin, entitled Domestic. December, and it would be a Saturday, some milk out for the cat as the long gray evening expires with snow. He would read and she would color, her face pressed right up against the window of the paper. What does she see? Her little heart, one joy, as the crayon thick sun pours yellow out onto the green trees and large white box, beneath whose triangular hat they will argue, love, dream, fight, and grow up in. House. The very words of breathing out, of so much breathing in. A book, a brain, a wild brilliance of light trying to comprehend the dark air. Domestic. Poem by Mark Irwin from Quick Now Always, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, combining the power of email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on your clock. ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.